You're listening to the Annuity Agents Podcast with Anthony Owen. Anthony is the co-founder of a $20 million per year annuity agency, president of Annuity Agents Alliance and Annuity Innovation Systems, co-founder of Safe Money Radio Marketing, and monthly contributor to Think Advisor. Each week, Anthony and his partners at Annuity Agents Alliance update you on the annuity business with marketing, sales tools, sales process, and case design strategies. Before we get started, hit that like button and subscribe so you don't miss information that will help you build your annuity business.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Owen with Annuity Agents Alliance. And today I have Richard Hinton, Vice President of Agent Services, and a special guest today, John Stevenson. John is a new partner of ours, and welcome to the show, John.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So maybe to just start off, you know, you just started getting going with us. Tell us a little bit about your background and what you're doing before you started hanging out with us.
Yeah, so I'm based out of Las Vegas, and I was with another agency, and I had been with them for about a year, and I was hitting it pretty hard as far as advertising. My costs were pretty high, and the agency really took a large portion of what we made, which was, you know, obviously made it very hard to get ahead, especially when you're looking to increase your profits. And so as any agent would do who's spending that kind of money, I started looking around. And I was looking around the internet, and I was looking for higher commission percentages. So the commissions that they were paying us were pretty low compared to street rates. And they were kind of taking a portion of that plus the override. And it really makes it hard if you're really in business for yourself. You know, when you're spending money every month, I had to find something that was more profitable. So I found you guys online and saw that you had the resources. I liked that you had online lead resources just because I was used to doing that. But you also had a whole lot more to offer that my agency could not offer me. And you were...
What were you mostly doing? Were you doing life insurance or...
I would say 50-50. I mean, I did 200,000 in life premium and around 2.5 million in annuities.
Nice.
And I spent probably $120,000 or more in advertising.
So you're paying for marketing and they were taking part of your commission.
That's right. And yeah. And I knew I was basically what I was making them was well over six figures. They probably made $150,000 on me. And so I thought, All right, well, I'd rather align myself with someone else who has the resources, but also doesn't take all of my commissions so that I can actually use that to grow my practice and have higher profits and not just work like a dog all the time because I'm trying to keep up with all those costs.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I didn't know we were going to be talking about this, but I've talked to probably no less than 20 guys this year that are in a similar situations that you were in. The conversation I usually have with them is those are what I call subsidized systems. In other words, the top agents in those systems subsidize everybody else, yep. Right? Because if you're going to, well, in your case, you were paying for your marketing and yes, having them take a part of the commission, which is, that's kind of unbelievable. But in a lot of these systems, the marketing is paid for and then they take part of your commission. If you're one of the top producers in that system, they have to take more of your commission than they normally would to cover all the guys who don't sell as good as you sell. Yeah. And so the top producers in those systems become the subsidizers of everything else. And the opportunity loss that they have, I mean, there's nobody doing the kind of production that you were doing. that can't pay for their own marketing and then get full commission. I think it's just more of getting out of your comfort zone and understanding that, you know, this is a business you can do and you need some partners that can help you that aren't going to take your commission. So good for you for getting out of that. Although probably wasn't too much of a stretch because you were paying for your own marketing anyway.
But yeah, just really, it's just an opportunity to make more money for the same amount of work.
Yeah. Well, you started on board with us and, you know, we introduced you to Richard and Richard's been helping out. How's that been going?
Oh, Richard's a stud. We love working together.
John, I'm curious if you wouldn't mind sharing on that note, and I appreciate it. You're a rock star yourself, man. If you don't mind sharing a bit about how, you know, just our mentorship, because, right, you had kind of a limited product knowledge when you came over, and just how your and our, you know, partnership has kind of built that knowledge and helped you serve more clients.
Yeah. So, and that's important because when I was with the other agency, they were kind of in bed with another carrier. And they were incentivized by that carrier to only sell those products. Yeah. And of course, that was a big problem as far as I think doing for clients' best interest. And so I was looking outside for other carriers. And of course, you guys have access to so much more. And I had a lot of product knowledge for one carrier, but nothing else. And so, yeah, Richard, it's been super important to have a partnership with you because you know the products. And obviously there's so many more partners in addition to you that know their products and they help me. And it's been great working with you because if I have a question, you help me with it. And I appreciate it because with the other agency, they not only took a portion of your commissions, they also, if you wanted them to come in on a deal with you, they would make you split it 50-50 with them on top of that. So at the end of the day, you might be making 25% commission on something that you brought in. So yeah, working with you has been a 360 difference. And really going back to what Anthony was saying, anyone can do this. If you're doing your own business, even if you're doing just a little bit of marketing, you've already shown that you can do this yourself. And having the right partners is really important. Annuity Agents Alliance makes it possible for you to get to the next level. Like I was at a level, I mean, $250,000 in commissions. Yeah, that's not bad, but I wanted to get to a higher level. And I was at the top already at an agency where agents had been there for years and years and years, and I'd already beat all of them. And so I needed to be part of an agency where I was on the bottom again, and I'm on the bottom right now. And so, but it's good because I want to be around people that are doing better than me. Because I want to grow my business. I mean, time's going to pass anyways. We're going to have our businesses. We might as well make them the most profitable as possible. And so I look for partners that can help me get to the next level. I want to get to huge production levels. And I think that's possible with the right partners. And that's why I reached out to you guys.
Awesome. And so you're doing radio with us. Tell us about that. How's that experience been?
So it's been good. Started just a few months ago, January. And I know it takes a while to build that momentum. And so it's been nice to be able to use that as credibility. Mm-hmm. So I have workshops, of course, that I'm doing also because of your guys' mentorship. And when people see that I am a host of a radio show, that does help build credibility. And so having you guys' support on that has been great. And I enjoy the radio and it's been a lot of fun.
What is it like telling all your relatives and friends and family that you're a radio host?
You know what? They think it's cool. They love it. I mean, they try to listen in when they can. And yeah, to them, it's kind of a novelty, right? You know?
Right.
You're on TV or you're on the radio, you know, you must be somebody, right?
Yeah. And you might even be a little younger than I was when I started this. And I know when we started radio, it was so, the credibility and branding thing was so important. You know, I still don't have as much gray hair as some of my same age peers, but you know, I had none back when I started, and it was really hard sitting with the 65 year old when you're in your late 30s, and trying to convince them that you have the best version of their future financially.
That's right.
So have you seen any change as far as the way people respond to you when you're on the radio?
Yeah, radio has helped, especially when I am working with people that have million-dollar portfolios. Because, you know, it's easier to roll, you know, $200,000, $300,000. But when you got people with higher portfolios, they're looking for someone that they feel that is credible to be able to help them with that size of an account. And yes, radio has helped quite a bit. I mean, and in addition to everything else that I get through Annuity Agents Alliance, there's just so much branding that I'm able to get because of it.
Great. And then we're doing workshops with you too. You're part of our mentored workshop program. Tell us a little bit about that and how that's gone.
So I'm teaching at two colleges now, and I've done my fifth workshop. That was yesterday, and I got my sixth one tomorrow. And it's been a good learning experience. I think for anyone who wants to get better at their practice and get out of their comfort zone, they need to commit to getting in front of people and talking to them. It's hard for anyone to get up and do public speaking, but it's very fulfilling and it's liberating, and it helps your confidence level. It helps your confidence level when you're in front of clients one-on-one, because you're doing something harder, like speaking in front of 30 people. And of course, workshops give people a chance to vet you. I like that, because when I do a lot of online lead generation and appointment setting, and people have a hard time trusting you, at least initially, or even just the first, you know, two or three Zoom calls that we might have, it's hard. But with workshops, people are there. They get to know you. They see pictures of my family. I kind of talk about my story, and I just try to just talk with them and serve them and provide them value. And if I can do that, then they'll just naturally reach out, and you'll work with better clients that way. So it's been great. I definitely needed it. I've spoken in front of groups before, but I needed a system, a structure, and you guys provided that.
Yeah, and it's low cost. You know, all the materials are provided, the presentation, the coaching. I mean, you've been getting coaching from Roy.
Yep.
Not a bad deal, right?
Roy's great. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know that are listening, Roy Snarr is our workshop mentor, and he's got even, I would say John even has more energy than Royce. I was just talking to Roy the other day, and he's like, I think John might be the only person I've ever met that has more energy than I do.
Wow. I'm surprised to hear that from Roy.
Yeah.
I tell my wife, I'm like, oh, if I could just be like Roy, I'd have it all made.
Yeah. Well, we all want to be the best version of ourselves, right?
Yeah.
But it's good to have. I mean, we've always built this. I mean, my relationship with Richard and Richard's relationship with you and Roy's relationship with us, it's all based on partnership and mentorship, right? We all have something to share. We all fail in different ways. You know, I think a lot of these FMO relationships are somewhat distribution system designed and hierarchical designed, and you know, none of us are better than the other. We're just all trying to carve our way through this life and build a business and support our families. And, and help the customer too. Right. I mean, like you said, you know, one of the great things about us being an integrity partner is we literally have access to every product out there. We don't have to be beholden to one carrier or anything like that. We can be free with case design. Yeah. Richard, what things do you want to talk about today?
Honestly, I just want to do a follow-up what you guys were just mentioning. The type of partner John is, I think that partners well with our organization is, you know, while you had some great success at that other agency, you actually came in like humble, I will say, and willing to learn and be mentored not only by myself, but Anthony and Roy. John, I think for me, one of the things I'd like for you to highlight for our listeners today is, how has the back office and additional resources that we have, how has that affected your business from an efficiency standpoint?
Okay. Yeah, that was something that I was a little worried about when I came over, because I am used to doing everything myself, and it's nice to be able to have the support. So yeah, we had the back office support for when I'm selling IULs, when I need to do case design for that, and also when I'm looking at long-term care asset-based policies, as well as annuities. I have, you guys have several people that will follow up with the carriers and follow up with me, let me know what's going on. And which is nice, because I'm used to doing all the follow-up, and it is nice to have kind of like an assistant almost in each of those departments that really help. And having that support is crucial, I think, when you're looking to scale. I mean, a lot of agents can get up to a certain number by themselves, but if they want to break through and really have the lifestyle and income and not burn themselves out, you need to have some type of back office support. And so you guys provide that, and it's great. And you guys don't sit there and charge us for it, which is even better.
Yeah.
You like the free.
Well, there's no such thing as a free lunch, but yeah. You guys are very generous, and it's nice to work with someone who is generous partner. I mean, we all need to make money, and that's important. But it's nice to have people who are generous. There's a certain point where I think where you have certain organizations that are too greedy and take too much, and it burns agents out too quickly. And if you really want to build a great organization, which you guys are doing, you provide the support that they need and let them keep the money that they're making. And, and it just builds on itself.
Yeah. John, as a follow-up to that, I'm curious, we've talked a lot about the good. Talk to our listeners about what's been the most challenging thing for you. Because I know that this wasn't an easy transition leaving where you had, you know, existing relationships and, you know, believing in yourself even more so, and having the conversation with your wife, this is what I'm going to do. And
yeah,
talk to about the challenges of it.
Well, I mean, I have five kids. So my oldest is 13. My youngest is 7 months. And so having seven mouths to feed, I guess myself included, is a big responsibility. And yeah, it is nervous. You know, it can make you nervous when you are making changes, but I think that's good. If you're not nervous, it's probably the change isn't going to be big enough to help you. And so I think if someone is thinking about joining Annuity Agents Alliance and they're nervous, that's a good thing, because they're thinking about going into a big opportunity, and it is scary. Sure, entrepreneurship is scary, but the rewards are so worth it. And so, yeah, I mean, the challenges, I would say the biggest challenge was telling them goodbye. I knew how bad they just, after the award ceremony that they had this year and everything that they were doing to kind of build me up, I felt bad, because you had that type of loyalty feel. But at the same time, I knew I had to be more loyal to my family, and my family would suffer if I stayed, because I'd be spending more time to generate more commissions because they're keeping more of it. And I needed a partner that could help me get to the next level, that could really help me and be a blessing to me and my family. And so it was worth it. It was challenging, but it was absolutely worth it. I mean, you just have to dive in, and yeah, it might be challenging for the first 2 or 3 weeks to make that change, but once it's over, it's over. And then you're onto the new, new chapter of your business, and you can start scaling it like crazy.
Yeah, you really embraced it and trusted the process, man. And now you're well on your way. You talked about awards, and we're looking forward to going to Iceland in 2024.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'll be fun. That'll be fun.
Yeah. $6 million gets you to Iceland with us in FIA business. And we're really looking forward to that. That's going to be a great trip. $2.5 million gets you to Vail, which is also a nice destination. We're going to do that in the fall with the leaves turning color, and
that'd be gorgeous.
Yeah, but Iceland is going to be, that's going to be amazing.
We're going to Iceland.
Yeah, we're going to Iceland. Yeah, exactly. You know, the whole thing about commission too, I mean, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, we're not social workers. We make our money from the carriers, and we value that. You know, when we're talking about commissions here, we're talking about street commissions. You know, when I look at partnerships like this and people start talking about money and everything, there's a lot of FMOs that maybe take or give, but then they don't offer the systems, you know, the marketing, the case design, the sales support that will help you grow your business. And, you know, in the end, whatever commission you make, it's really about that, because your business has to get bigger and you have to reach your goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you could double your case size and increase your closure rate and decrease the number of appointments it takes to close, increase the frequency of opportunities to sit in front of people and fail or succeed, and that frequency makes you better. And then you have a partner like Richard that's helping you become better, then how much more money are you going to make over the next decade by being able to have those things in place, right? I mean, that's really where the money is to be made, is that mutually vested beneficial relationship where you have one business owner helping another business owner, both of you helping grow each other's business in an equitable and fair way that exchanges the right amount of value proposition to each other. I mean, that's really what I feel is what increases everyone's value and makes this business fun too, right? You don't feel like you're being taken advantage of, and everybody's getting their fair shake. Where do you want to take this business? I'm going to have you call out what your goals are here, and then we'll have you on again
and shame me
to see how that went.
I am fine with that. My goals, well, I told Richard, and I think I told you, I wanted to hit $15 to $18 million this year, which is kind of a huge jump from $2.5 million. I know you guys would tell me, well, maybe six, maybe seven, which I totally understand. I know it takes time to build that momentum. But yeah, I would like to, over the next 5 years, I would like to get it to $40, $50 million. And then I'd like to build it bigger if I could. I mean, I don't have a limit to where I want to go. Mm. I think the opportunity is huge. And especially right now with so many people turning 65 every day, just with my other agency, they focus on the small deals, just like little $25,000, $50,000 rollovers. And I need more volume, the bigger deals. And with you guys and with the radio, with the other avenues that I get through branding, different online resources that you guys give me as far as branding and credibility, I think it's going to get me there. It might take some time. I might not reach my goal as fast as I want to. But yeah, my goal this year, I'd love to hit $15 million. I'd love to get in the 20 million range as fast as I can and then start building it from there. So hopefully in the next couple of years, I would like to be hitting $20 million, and then 30 and then 40.
And you know, I've never hit a goal I've ever set for myself to on a frequent basis, but I know I've achieved more than if I had never set a goal.
Yeah.
And I think that's kudos to you for setting those high goals and putting a lot of expectations on yourself. You know, we're here to help you get to wherever you go, but you know, in the end, you're going to be farther than you were. And if you just stay consistent, don't quit, keep going, you're going to succeed. No problem. Yeah.
Well, and the time's going to pass anyways. You might as well work hard. You're going to look back. You're going to look back and you're going to wish. So why not look back and be grateful that you're willing to put in a little extra work? A lot of times we feel like, well, I don't want to put in this extra work. It's going to cause problems with my family and I need that balance. But we don't have balance all the time. Sometimes you have to put in long hours in the beginning, knowing that later on it's going to come right back in your favor and you're going to get a lot more free time. And a lot of times people want it all right now and you can't. You have to be willing to put in the hard work and it's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah. And I'd like to speak to, I mean, you're a young guy in this business. I think this is something really important for the other young guys out there. If you want balance, you're not going to have balance when you get older if you haven't worked hard to build up this business, right?
when you're
60 years old and you have a major health issue and you don't have enough money in the bank to not have to work for periods of time, there's no balance there. If one of your grandchildren has a special needs issue, if your spouse gets ill, or, you know, all these different things, life circumstances that happen, you have to prepare now to create balance later.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like money in the bank to give you the freedom to handle things that are more important than money.
That's right.
So yeah, work while you can.
Amen.
Anything else?
I think if you're going to think about joining this organization, jump in with both feet.
Yeah.
That's important. I mean, use all the resources you guys have. That's what I've been trying to do over the last couple of months. I've always been kind of a hurry up and go. And I do get tired. Sometimes I tire myself out just because I do too much, but I do it because I know it needs to be done. And I know it needs to, I know built pushing that rock up the mountain is really hard in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but I know if you do that and you push and you push and you push, eventually you're going to get to the rise and the rock's going to start rolling itself. Mm-hmm. And that's happened to my other businesses. It gets to a point where you've done so much marketing, you've done so much pushing and branding, mm-hmm. that it starts building itself and you can't stop it if you wanted to.
Yep. Absolutely. Momentum. Great. Well, it's such a pleasure having you on, John. Thank you so much for being our partner. I mean, you're just a joy, you know, and if you're tiring yourself out, sometimes I get tired just watching you. So, so, you know, you're not the only one that's tired, but it's a joy to see that energy. It brings energy to us too. And we just want to make you happy and successful. And thanks to Richard too, because what a great support system that you have with him.
Yeah.
And if any of you would like to consider having a partnership with us like John does, go ahead and reach out to us. It's 888-742-4368, extension 100, and we'll be glad to help you. You can go to our website, annuityagentsalliance.com, sorry about that, and then fill out the request information tab there. And we'll reach out to you that way too. So if you're listening to this on YouTube, please like, subscribe, ring that bell. And if it's any other system, just do whatever you need to do to follow us and see when we have another podcast. So thanks, guys. Have a great week. And let's go to Iceland.
Thanks, John.
Thanks for listening to the Annuity Agents Podcast with Anthony Owen. For more information on how Annuity Agents Alliance will help you build your annuity business, go to annuityagentsalliance.com. If you're watching on YouTube, please do us a favor and don't forget to hit that like button. Also, don't forget to subscribe and ring that bell to be notified of future podcasts. If listening on a podcast channel, please leave your rating and review if you like the show. The information and opinions expressed here by third parties or guests are believed to be reliable, but the information cannot be verified or guaranteed by Annuity Agents Alliance. The opinions of guests do not necessarily represent those of Annuity Agents Alliance or its partners. The prior information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice, and is for licensed financial professional use only.